We have a special guest today reading a piece from the Washington Post. We welcome Delegate Sheila Hickson, who represents District 20 of Montgomery County in the Maryland State Legislature. Delegate Hickson is a great friend and advocate for the Metropolitan Washington ear, and she's going to read a piece for us from the style section. I'm going to move the microphone here, so there's going to be a bit of a rumble, but go ahead, Delegate Hickson.
Good morning. This is Delegate Sheila Hickson. I'm pleased to be here today as a guest reader for the Metropolitan Washington Ear. The state of Maryland has supported the Metropolitan Washington Ear and the wonderful work they do for so many years. And also, it's in my district. So I'm very pleased. Today, I'm going to read from the theater section, Four Seasons in Bloom, the title of the article. It's the song and story are in sweet harmony in Jersey Boys. It's by Peter Marks, a Washington Post staff writer. They wrote that one, too. Aside from being a Garden State trove of earthy delights, Jersey Boys is a rock and roll a jolt of history, a smashing serenade of the muscular harmonies of one of the more remarkable sensations of the 60s. The chart-topping quartet was, of course, Jersey's own Four Seasons, a group whose mark is forever preserved in a string of pop hits. You may remember Sherry, Walk Like a Man, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and the high-scaling range of lead vocalist Frankie Valli. If their go-down and smoothly achievements were overshadowed by the far more consequential Beatles and Rolling Stones, the creators of Jersey Boys, book writers Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis and director Des Makinoff perform the excellent service here of asserting their place in a rarefied pecking order. They weren't a cultural phenomenon, no, they were just a great act. And what audiences are treated to at the National Theater in the musical's premier Washington engagement is great entertainment. With a keen appreciation for the group's members' salty offstage personalities, Brickman and Alice fashion a slick and lively chronicle of the Four Seasons' climb to the summit and the troubles that dogged them once they got there. The story floats on an effervescent cloud of pop melody. Nearly three dozen songs by Bob Gaudio and Bob Crewe that have power to turn anyone 17 again.